John, how'd you kind of react when you saw what happened to Teddy there?
Well, like everybody, felt bad for him. That was the initial feelings. I think for everybody.
From your vantage point, were you able to see what exactly happened?
No, I was actually looking downfield, and then kind of heard some of the other guys, and then looked down.
Yeah. Teams kind of. You're the quarterback moving forward now. How do you feel about the position you're in?
Well, I feel good about it. I feel comfortable with this offense. I feel comfortable with the guys. Had a chance to work with all of them. I know exactly what Coach Zimmer's expecting out of me. I know exactly what Coach Turner's expecting out of me. But I feel good in this role.
Having been down this road before, I mean, I would imagine it's not too much of a shakeup for you.
Yeah, well, and I've always, every time, or my whole career, I've always tried to prepare as if as a starter. So when I get in a situation like this, it's not something completely out of the ordinary. I've always had that same focus, brought that same focus to work. So that when a situation like this does come about, I don't have to change anything. I don't have to change how I prepare. I don't have to change what I eat or sleep habits or anything like that. I mean, it's all in place. Nothing changes for me, except I'm a different guy for everybody else to see in that huddle. But myself personally, my preparation, everything's the same.
And same goes with nerves too, I would imagine, right? I
mean, I had as big of butterflies in week one of preseason as I had in my rookie year in 2002. But I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That stuff's never gone away. But that's what makes this so much fun.
Sean, you're in that unfortunate position though that you get in there because Teddy goes down. Have you talked to him and just seeing that, because you guys are close as a quarterback unit?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good to see him this morning. I did see him for the first time and, had a chance to give him a hug and talk to him a little bit. And it really helped me out to see him. I don't know if it helped him any to see me, but it certainly helped me to see him. He's such a great kid, a great competitor, going to be a great player for a long time in this league. He certainly has the right approach though to come back strong.
Sean, what's the toughest part is that you, Sean, you're going into this with the best running back in the league?
Yeah, that's huge, obviously. That's something that's every quarterback's dream. But not just him, but this whole locker room. We've got a good team. So that's a huge help.
Sean, what's the most difficult part? Is it X's and O's, or is it presence in the huddle? What is the team wants most from a guy when he steps into play?
Well, you'd have to ask them, to be honest with you. All I know is I'm going to bring everything I have every single day. That's all I've ever done. That's the only way I got to start in this league. That's the only reason why I stuck around. Is that same mentality, and that's the same mentality I'm going to bring this year.
How much does it help to have last year under your belt in the system?
Yeah, that helps a lot. It really does. The more repetition you have in this stuff, the better you are. You understand why things are in the game plan on Wednesday instead of maybe on Saturday. Finally it clicks. Okay, that's why we're doing this. As soon as you see it on a paper page on Wednesday, when you've got some experience in the offense, that helps a lot.
Looks like you're going to have a whole bunch of wide receivers to throw to, as opposed to featuring one or two.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of weapons, and that's nice to have as a quarterback for sure.
You said it helped you a lot when you got to see Teddy today. Why was that?
Well, just because the last time I saw him, wasn't good. It was good to see him today. Good to see him smile, talk to him, I could get the feeling from him, just like the statement that he released, that, he understands, that he's going to bounce back from this and be stronger for it.
What kind of things was he telling you?
Oh, he was just telling me to go get him this year, he was very supportive and all those things. Like I said, he's a great guy and he's been a pleasure to work with. And I know that he's going to be around quite a bit and he's going to help me out too. So that's going to be nice.
Do you worry about the holding up for 16 games if it comes to that?
No.
The body or anything like that?
No. the facts are, about after the first first quarter of the first regular season game, most guys are banged up in this league, and they are all year long. That's just how it is. And a lot of people don't understand that part of it, but that's how everybody plays every game. So no, I'm not worried about it.
Have you ever had a situation like this before, or an injury in early in this training camp, something like that, where you stepped up?
Same situation in St. Louis. Then there's been other times where I've been competing for a starting job in training camp and found out the same time of year, you know. So there's not many situations I haven't been in this league at this point.